Last year's housing targets are back in the news this lunchtime, with Sinn Féin producing correspondence which it says challenges the government version of events. The party's finance spokesman Piers Doherty says a Department of Finance document given to Minister Jack Chambers just before the election was called shows officials were warning that fewer than 40,000 new homes would be completed. During the campaign, ministers said 40,000 was a realistic number. The actual figure, which wasn't published until the new year, was just over 30,000. Here's what Piers Doherty has been saying.
This is from the Budgetary and Economic Division of the Department of Finance. It is set up to give the advice to the Minister of Finance in relation to all issues housing and in relation to housing for all. And they made the contrary argument. They have made it clear the figures to date are broadly in line with revisions to completions forecasts from the Central Bank for 2024, which point to housing output similar to or slightly lower than last year. And last year's figures, which they're referencing, were 32,000. They're arguing that they could be lower than that. And that's what happened. These are based on the three quarters of housing output and all of the information that the department had. The minister had this, the minister noted this, so it's not just Central Bank who at that stage were telling him, his own department officials were telling this here, but he told the Irish public something completely different. He talked about 40,000 when he knew that that was not possible at that point in time.
Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty. Let's get more next from our political correspondent Paul Cunningham. Paul, there's been considerable controversy over these figures, with all of the opposition parties saying the government must have known that 40,000 was a fiction. So will you bring us through what Sinn Féin are saying this afternoon?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at last year, by around October, the Central Statistics Office had said that the number of homes built so far in 2024 was marginally behind what had happened in 2023. So that seemed to be in line with predictions already coming from the ESRI and the Central Bank that housing output would be similar at the end of 2024 to 2023, which is around 32,500. Now, during the campaign, the government was saying that the Central Bank had been wrong before in two previous years, and on that basis they felt that they would exceed that number and that they would be in the late 30s, possibly even 40,000. And that was, you know, the campaign of the general election. So what Sinn Féin is saying today is that the minister had in early November of last year a monthly update from his own officials, and that once again, here's the salient sentence, the statistics point to housing output similar to or slightly lower than last year. And so the accusation is that the then Finance Minister, Jack Chambers, knew what was happening, but went out on the campaign trail and said something else. And so that's the central argument, that the government was effectively deceiving the electorate about what they knew, claiming that they were going to get something at the end of 2024 when they knew they weren't going to get it.
You've just got a statement from Jack Chambers, who I think is out of the country at the moment because of the St. Patrick's Day festivities. What's he saying, Paul?
Yeah, he's actually in Chile, and I think he's also going on to Argentina. But what he's saying is that you can't read too much into that housing update. It's a monthly thing that happens all the time. It's based on information that was coming from the CSO, from the ESRI and others. And basically, he was looking at it. And the key sentence he says at the end was that he rejects the assertions of Sinn Féin's Deputy Doherty. There were many different bodies and agencies giving varied projections on housing numbers at the time, and they were in the public domain. So there's two points. One is there's nothing secret about it, and secondly, that there was many different projections going on, and the government had one which they believed effectively to be true. I think the problem for the minister and indeed Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael is that these latest stats come from their own department, from the Department of Finance.
Mm-hmm, because this isn't the first time that the question of who knew what and when has been raised. Didn't the Irish Times have a story a few days ago about a briefing or a document that was given to the then housing minister, Dara O'Brien?
Yeah, that was Jack Horgan-Jones in the Irish Times, an internal memo from the Department of Housing showing that in August, a monthly housing data report drawn up by civil servants drew particular attention to BNP Paribas projection that the delivery of homes would be somewhere between 30,000 and 33,000. So another straw in the wind that the hope that the government had was not going to be realised. The government sticking to its own position, saying that the Central Bank had been wrong before, we believed it was going to be wrong again, and that justifies our right to go out and tell the electorate we believe it's going to be late 30s.
Paul, thank you very much. Paul Cunningham, our political correspondent. We'll have more on the news at one after a short break.